Hello, hello. It is the Love Uplifted Lady. So excited to be here talking with you. So we're in the last week of the first month of 2021. And I know as most of us have, we've already created some New Year's resolutions. And I just want to make sure that you're going about this year differently. Last year gave us a lot of unexpected isms. I'll just put out there as a word. And I want us to be able to really take this year on and let it be the best that it possibly can be. So, topic for discussion, once you have your notebook and your pen or something to write with, topic is enjoy your best year ever by celebrating your small wins. And yes, I mean small wins. So listen in, buckle up, and let's take this ride together. When we set out our new goals for the new year, typically we choose big ticket items. Maybe we want to change careers, get healthy, or make some significant change to our lifestyles. While these goals are very worthy, it can lead us to a burnout when we don't reach our final destination as quickly as we want to. Typically, we get discouraged partway through when we don't see our successes. Our goals of losing 40 pounds or going back to school becomes fairly daunting. Even the loss of 8 to 9 pounds makes us feel inadequate. Even searching for a new school and only stopping at the class schedule can make our goals seem miles away. So how do we stay motivated when success is so far in the horizon that you need binoculars to see it? The secret is in celebrating small wins. That sounds pretty simple, right? But first, you have to decide what that win is. How will you look at it? Number one, we'll create some action items, milestones. The big goal looks daunting by itself, right? What are the steps that it's going to take to get you there? If you're pursuing a degree, it's a lot easier for you to break up the goal by classes and homework assignments. But getting ready to have a promotion at work might be a little more complicated. But what are the steps that you need to get there? Write those steps down, then set a goal date for completion. Reward yourself when you've hit those markers. Number two, chart your progress. Not everything fits on a calendar. If we go back to the weight loss goal, then we look at the few wins that we gained, maybe we'll be able to celebrate when we've lost the 5 pounds and then the 10. Perhaps celebrate when you've gone to the gym every day in 1 week or gone to the gym at all. Keep track of these moments. How many times have you visited the gym this month? Choose milestones that help you celebrate. Number three, keep your perspective. While it's good to remember that milestones are celebration worthy, you can also overdo it. Celebrating every email you respond to can be a little bit excessive, while celebrating every empty inbox might be a goal worth celebrating if you're someone who gets a lot of emails in a day. Recognize what a win is for you, but don't get so burned out on the celebrations that they become meaningless. Number four, be reasonable. Don't get so caught up in creating deadlines for the small wins that you put yourself into a panic just trying to reach them. Take a deep breath and realize that goals can be flexible things. Maybe you failed at the gym this week, but you might have came down with the flu. Jump back in where you can. Be able to make those deadlines fluid so that you're able to find success when the unexpected happens. Celebrating the small wins can be powerful and a really great tool to keeping you motivated in creating this to be the best year ever, and especially helping you meet those big goals. So I want you to keep this in mind. You have a whole lot of little wins that end up to one giant success. I want you to think about that as you move forward, ladies. There are so many things that we're trying to gravitate towards in life. So many goals, so many finish lines, red tape, whatever it is. And I want you to be able to be diligent in finding the small wins, the areas that you took steps as opposed to leaps, because you really find some good stories that you can teach others in those small wins that remind you to keep going. And it'll definitely teach someone else to keep going and to never give up. So as always, know that your Love Uplifted lifestyle is out there. You just have to be willing to go find it.